Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support a Maddox mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today, I'll be interviewing Laura Watkins, our current AMATIC president.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for joining us on LiveWire. We're so excited for you to be here. Being AMATIC president, what are you focusing on right now?
Right now, I'm interested in focusing on reaching out to members of our two-year college math faculty that we don't typically think of. Of course, in that group, we typically think of adjuncts, but dual enrollment instructors and, you know, graduate students at universities who are often teaching classes for undergraduates. These are populations that I don't think that as an organization, we've done made much of an effort to reach out to them. Part of that was the initiation of Project Gains, which is brand new. We're looking at trying to help students navigate and envision themselves as faculty, math faculty at two-year colleges. So that's where my primary focus is at the moment.
That's interesting. And you mentioned Project Gains. Do you mind elaborating a little bit for our listeners that might not know what that's all about?
Yeah, Project Gains is, we got a small amount of funding through an NSF project that we are a national partner with, Graduate Assistant and Instructor Networking System. So the idea is two-year college faculty try to connect with four-year college faculty at nearby institutions and include students in conversations about studying mathematics, mentoring, so that in theory, a two-year college student, when they transfer to a four-year institution, has some knowledge of the institution, is feeling comfortable in that process. And then likewise, transitioning from being an undergraduate student to a graduate student, you know, helping with that transition, helping them to feel welcome within the community. And then as a graduate student, helping them think about applying for a position at a two-year college institution and helping them with little details. Like when I was a graduate student and I got the job that I currently have, a teaching philosophy was something that was just coming out and was part of my application packets. I had no idea what a teaching philosophy was, let alone what a good one was. So for example, Project Gains is hosting a webinar. We have an invited speaker who's going to talk about drafting a teaching philosophy statement and what constitutes a good one. So it's all about trying to help with that pipeline from a two-year college student all the way to a two-year college math faculty.
So you mentioned the resources that they have. What are some of the best resources that help you along the way? Because obviously there wasn't a Project Gains when you're coming through. So what has helped you along the way?
The internet. I learned how to Google well. So, you know, there's a lot of resources out there. Chronicle in Higher Education, I think I spent quite a bit of time looking at archived articles there. Inside Higher Ed, the university I went to, there was not, while I grew up in Arizona and there's community colleges that have been part of our community forever, the university I was at, there were no community colleges. So in a sense, I was a little on my own trying to navigate that. So yeah, the internet was my friend in terms of trying to pull those pieces together.
And then along the way, you obviously became a member of AMATIC. Why did you initially join AMATIC?
The executive director, Ann Dudley. So when I was hired, Ann Dudley, our current executive director, was my mentor. And seriously, that very first semester, AMATIC was in Phoenix, where I'm situated. She's like, come on, let's go to the conference. And I'm like, what conference? What are you talking about? So she got me started just going to the conferences. Mm-hmm. And then shortly thereafter, I became involved in Project Access. And then from that point on, it was exciting stuff for me to do. And I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed meeting math faculty from across the country and learning about our common challenges and how we're trying to address those challenges.
And in your opinion, who has been your biggest supporter, mentor, or role model over the course of your career? I know you mentioned Ann Dudley, but has there been other people?
I would say probably number two, April Strom. Hmm. So she is the immediate past Southwest vice president. And she was actually on my hiring committee. So early on, after I finished my dissertation, I was feeling a little empty. So I would talk to her about research, and she invited me into a project that she was the principal investigator of. Yeah, the rest is history. But along the way, she's been a great mentor and encourager of almost anything I've thought of to do.
And being president, what has been the biggest surprise you've had as AMATIC president, and why so far?
So I am friends with Kate Kozak and many of the other past presidents. So I understood that there would be a lot of details that needed to be attended to keep the many facets of AMATIC going. I don't think I understood the magnitude of those details or how many there were. And so as I go along, having not been a vice president or a board member prior to becoming president, I'm learning a lot. And but with that brings a perspective that I haven't necessarily always done it this way, therefore we keep doing it this way. I have a perspective of, okay, why do we do it this way? And is there a better way to do it rather than it's the way we've always done it, right? So I think that's the biggest challenge is keeping my eye on the different details that need to be attended to. And then thinking to myself, is there a better way for the organization to do things, this thing, and make it easier for our many, many volunteers that we have?
And what is your vision for the future, for the near future for AMATIC?
In the near future, I would like to see, we've done a lot around diversity, equity, and inclusion. I really want to see that continue. I know that we are somewhat challenged in terms of diversity among our membership. I would like to see that in the near term, let's say in the next 5 years, that we see more diversity among our members attending our conference, and that people from underrepresented groups are feeling that they are represented and that they are welcomed into our community and they feel part of our community. That's what I would like to see.
What's one common myth about AMATIC that you would like to debunk for our listeners?
That we only do conferences. I was just in a webinar, and I try to go to as many of our webinars as my schedule allows. I am also connected into the MAA and been on committees for years there. I think we've been kind of like a trendsetter or, breaking ground in that we've been having webinars now for a long time, and we have a very nice archive of webinars. We have so much to offer community college faculty beyond going to a conference. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the conference and I love seeing people, but there's a lot of math faculty out there who don't have the professional development funds or the personal funds to be able to attend a conference. And we have so much more to offer, even beyond the webinars. We have myamatic.org, and we have local affiliates, and we have ANETs. Often people just think, it's the conference.
What's something about you that most people are familiar wouldn't know?
I'm a non-traditional community college student. And so that really drives a lot of where I'm at today. I had a year of college, then I got married, had four kids. 10 years later, went back to college and went all the way through the PhD. But once I got into graduate school, and particularly my PhD program, and realized how much I enjoyed teaching, that's really what determined my future path. And as a product of those second chances that community college gives students, as a product of that, I try to be very vocal advocate of community colleges.
And if our listeners want to hear more and get to connect with you offline or even online, where would they do that?
They can do that through the MyAmatic platform. You can go on over to Impact Live and look for me there. Or you can just use the directory in MyAmatic. You should be able to find me there with little difficulty. I think I'm the only Laura Watkins in there.
We thank you for all the work that you do for AMatic. So thank you so much for joining us this month.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to make an impact every day.